Good morning and welcome to episode 48 of Martin Uncut. Today it's March the 10th, 2021, and the episode is Audiogram Take 2. So welcome back. Today we'll continue to talk about the audiograms that we did yesterday. And if you didn't listen to yesterday's episode, I definitely recommend that you do that because it's a contrast and a different way to do it than today. So in that episode, we talked about two different online services that can help you to create audiograms. And you don't need any major previous knowledge to do this. It's fairly straightforward. But today we'll talk about a different way to do these audiograms without the need of any external services. So if you already have access to Adobe Creative Suite, you have both Premiere Pro, which is a video editing software, and also After Effects. And After Effects you use to create animations. So you can use these two tools to do your audiograms. And I'm going to try to explain now how you do that. And it's not super straightforward. So if you don't get it, I mean, I would probably not get it myself by listening how to do this on a podcast. We will be streaming a tutorial on this on Friday, so you can see how it's actually done on that. But more about that in the end of the show. So in Premiere, you set up how the format of your video should be. And here you can import the sound of your podcast so we can listen to what you're saying. And in the most common way, you do a short audiogram. Maybe it's 30 seconds or a minute. So then you import that amount of the sound into the Premiere Pro project. But you can also drag in all different images. This can be like the cover art maybe you want to use. That's very common. And you can drag in subtitles, add text, and do these kind of things. So you can actually do the design or the whole video within Premiere. But then when you want to visualize, because this is the really powerful thing with audiograms, you want to visualize the waveform. So what you do is that you create a new adjustment layer in Premiere. And when you have it, you drag it out so you know it covers the whole timeline, so the whole video. And then you can right-click on the adjustment layer and you can choose, I think it is Replace with After Effects Composition. And if you do that, After Effects will or should start up. And of course, you need to have After Effects installed already. So when that is started, you need to import the audio, and it should be then exactly the same audio that you had in Premiere. Otherwise, you will get a different sound wave, right? So it needs to be the same, so it corresponds to when you talk and you see the same thing. So when you've dragged that in, make sure it covers the whole timeline in After Effects as well. And then you can just delete the adjustment layer because we don't need that anymore. That came in from Premiere Pro. Now we create, it's called a new solid, and you find that up in the menu. And when that is in place, you need to make sure that it is over on top of the audio. And what you then do is that you go to the effects panels and you drag in an effect called audio waveform. You drag that and drop that onto the solid. And when that is done, we're almost done now. It's just a few steps. You can go to the settings panel for the effect. And now you can actually decide which layer you want to use for the visualization. And then you choose, of course, the audio layer. And then you can do other settings here. You can determine what frequencies in between which frequencies you want to visualize, the colors and all of these kind of things. And then when you're done, just save it and you can go back to Premiere. And there you can decide where in the movie you want to have it. And you're almost done now. You just need to render it and use it. So that is a different process, right? So what is really the difference between using one of these online services and using the Creative Suite? So, of course, there is a price difference. So Premiere Pro and After Effects is almost $50 a month. So if you do not already have this, is a lot more expensive to use this approach than to use online services because they are around $10 a month. But if you already have the Creative Suite with Premiere Pro and After Effects, you can do it this way without needing to buy anything else. But you will also need a little bit of knowledge and be able to work in these applications, because if you've never worked in Premiere or After Effects, it may be a little bit, it's a big step to start doing these things, because it's a little bit advanced, actually, especially when you start doing the After Effects layers and things. And it's also a little bit more time consuming, right? Because if you use these online services, you can set up at least one of them so that it automatically looks at your RSS feed and just creates an audiogram for you after your template. And if you're using Premiere and After Effects, you need to do it manually. I mean, if you get this process up, you will probably be able to do this within 5-10 minutes, but it's still a step that you need to do, and the online services will do it automatically for you. But how will I then do? I have Premiere Pro and After Effects already, because I use Audition, I use Photoshop, so I use a lot of the different programs in the Creative Suite already, and I'm going to go with that route to start off with. But I also don't know how effective these audiograms are. Will they actually help me to get a bigger audience, or are they actually going to be a good channel in? So I'm going to do some testing with them, and I'm also going to test a little bit different formats of audiograms. And when I have done that, I will take the final decision if I want to continue doing it with Premiere Pro, or if I'm going to automate it a little bit with one of these services. So it's super hard to describe something this complex in a podcast. But if you want to see this process for real in life and also be able to interact and ask questions, I'm going to Twitch stream this process on this Friday at 4 p.m. 4 p.m. GMT plus one. So that is Swedish time zone, Copenhagen, Paris, Amsterdam, and so on. And hopefully that will be able to show you the whole process. And hopefully Murphy is not there too much, because I am used to Premiere and After Effects, but I'm definitely not a professional on it. But it's going to be fun. So join if you want to see this in action. I really hope that you enjoyed this episode, and feel free to share it with your friends and your family. And if you have time to drop a review on iTunes, I would be super happy, because it could help my audience to grow. And that is a good thing, right? So until tomorrow, have a great day. Ciao.
Martin Uncut, your daily technology dose.